Okay, no. Okay. They don't want to come in. Okay. There's one prat from last week. It's not a hemshich. It's really a whole point of Neyatzmo that it came up. It comes up in the shiurim because of the Indian of last week. And that is, there's one point in the Gemara where the Rishonim ask on the Shittas that Avelus of the first day is the Araisa, right? The Shittas that Avelus Yomecha the Araisa. Now you have a story in the Gemara that the mace died and they make the chuppah and then they bury the mace and then they have Shivas Yomei HaMishneh first. And then Shivas Yomei Avelus. Because Avelus is only chal after you bury the mace. So when Avelus was supposed to chal, it was already his regel. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. It's already his regel. Rishonim. It's not exactly the Gemara. It's Rishonim. It's already his regel, the chosin's regel. So the Avelus is not doche. And as we push off burying the mace until he has the chuppah. Once he has the chuppah and the first bia, so it's his regel. Once it's his regel, so Avelus is not chal now, because his regel came first. So first he does Shivas Yomei HaMishneh, and then he does Shivas Yomei Avelus.
You said he's supposed to do that?
That's the Gemara.
Well,
if it's Adam Shal Chasam Vima Shal Kala, when there'll be a Hefzit. That's the Sugya and Ksumas. When there'll be a Hefzit, that's what you're supposed to do. Yeah, that's the whole Gemara. There'll be a hefset. The Ran asks if Avelus can reach the Araisa, so how can you push away Avelus because of Shivas Yomei HaMishneh, which is certainly only the Rabbanon. Shivas Yomei HaMishneh is only the Rabbanon. So the Ran answers that Yesh Koach Biyad Chachamim. This is an example of Yesh Koach Biyad Chachamim Lakar Dover Min HaTorah. And therefore he says, right, that's a famous rule, Yesh Koach Biyad Chachamim Lakar Dover Min HaTorah. And the Ran says, only B'Shev Al Taisa. And therefore the Ran goes on to say that you should not be Noheg Dvorim Shel Simcha. He should, this Ovel slash Chosom, this Chosom slash Ovel shouldn't do things that make him joyous. I guess it means like music, Rikudim. He shouldn't do things Shel Simcha. That's the Ran, because that's really Mukumba say. Presumably, that's what the Ran say. Okay. Now the Gilyan Marshon Yeredeya and this halacha in Sinashin Membei brings down the Ran, and he really says that really the Ran is Chayashmer. He says even if the Chosin is Isaac, but even if this person is Isaac, but they're very simple. He says, but there's no Isuri Avelus really. It's all a mitzvah saseim Avelus. Right? We're talking about Avelus Yerushim Yerayisim. Avelus is a mitzvah saseim. So when he does things Shel Simcha, what is he doing wrong? He's not doing Avelus. It's really a conceptually it's a Sheval Tais. So what is the Ram saying? Yishkev Mechamaka Dominator Mesheval Tais. But the Rambam then says, and therefore, he shouldn't go on being a sasik with Dvarim Shel Simcha. Right? He says, it's never kumbase. All there is a mitzvah saseh of a bailus. So it's always b'shev al taisa. You're not doing the avelus. That's all it is. So, okay. That's the Gilyan Marshah. That's the Gilyan Marshah. Now, really, it seems to me a machlekes rishonim and yevamos in the sugya of yeshkoich biyad chachamim lakar dovim and atayr b'shev al taisa. Taisus asks Akasha, because one of the cases in the Gemara is putting on a beged without tzitzis, sadin tzitzis, a sadin beged, a beged of pishnim, chazal papa from tzitzis, according to Beis Hillel, Anyway, so Taisa says, Chesed Skunda say, you're putting on the beggar. Putting on the beggar. So Taisa's teretz is that you only become a chuyim and tzitzis after the beggar's on. And then you're not doing anything. Then Taisa says, Akash from Kalayim, that not taking off a beggar is called an action. And that's the whole shakla v'tari in Taisa. But the Shabbos Aryeh points out that the whole Taisa's kasha l'chayra shouldn't be true. And listen to what the Shabbos Aryeh says. He says, because the mitzvah say, it's a mitzvah say, put tzitzis on your beggar. It's a mitzvah say, even if you put on the beggar without tzitzis, but conceptually you're doing the shev, you're doing a shev al Taisa. So b'chol, what's Taisa's kasha? Taisa's kasha is, how does sadim with tzitzis fit in this mold? You're putting on the beggar without tzitzis, as Mukumba say. So he says, no, it's Shabbat Taisa. You're not putting tzitzis on the beggar. What do we care that you're putting it on? That's the Shabbat Sarge, and he's on a Rambam to that effect. On Kaponim, you would look at this and you would say that according to. So we have a rule of Yeshkoyach Biat Chacham in La'akar Dovim and Atorah Chazal can set aside a Din Torah. So according to Taisness, we look at the way you would be violating the Dioraisa. And Taisness holds the way by putting on a beggar without tzitzis is you're doing it with a mice of a kumbase. So that they have no right to do already. That's what Taisness is saying. Taisness teretz is that the whole chiyuv tzitzis starts after you have the beggar on already. Like there's totally nothing wrong with putting on a beggar without tzitzis. The whole chiyuv starts after you're wearing it already. That's Taisa's teretz. But Taisa's, and this is really the Shabbos Sarya, and Taisa holds that the kumbase or sheva al Taisa of yesh koyach biat chachon and la'akar dover min haTorah, they can set aside of the araisa, is totally in the oifan ha'asiyah, probably not the Shabbos Sarya's lotion, is totally in the oifan ha'asiyah, the way you do it. And the Rambam, and really in Svara, the Gilya Marsha that was seeing in the Shabbos Aryeh himself, says, no, it's totally, it should be totally in the Etzem Aveira. The Aveira, it's a Sheval Taisa. You're not putting on the tzitzis. You're not doing Avelos. So that's a Sheval Taisa. He brings on the Moshul Rambam, by the way, Yero Ponai Reikom. You go into the Beis Mikdash on the regel without a korban. So the Rambam calls it Lavshein by Maisa. Why? Because you're going into the Beis Mikdash. If you don't go into the Beis Mikdash, you're not either. Because what's wrong with going into the Beis Mikdash is that you don't have a korban. The lav isn't, if the lav would be lo tikones reikon, that would be a maisa, and you are walking in. But it's the lo yero ponai reikon, like don't not have a korban. So that's a lav she'ein by maisa. You're going in without a carpet. So even though, so Shagasayi says, Taisus would hold that that is called with a maisa, because the oifen of doing it is with the maisa, you're walking in. So, one would be tempted to say that the Ran holds like Taisus. The Ran holds like Taisus that is totally in the oifen of Asiyah, and therefore he says he shouldn't be Masasik the Gorim Shal Simcha, because that's Kumbase. And the Gilya Marshal says it's only Sheva Taisa, because there's only a mitzvah say of Avelis that he's not doing. So he's saying, no, it's totally in the oifen of Asiyah. So the Shiva said it's impossible to say like that, because Ebozet, what? My Rosh Hashiva, Ravada. So Ravada is not wrong. So Rabbi said that that's it, and it's an impossible taliyah, because I was saying he shouldn't be allowed to wear shoes. He should be also benilah sasana. If it's as simple as saying that he only talks about dvarim shel simcha, he shouldn't be misasik. And if it was so simple that he held like Taisus that it's totally in the oifen of asiyah, then he wouldn't be allowed. We don't have to run to dvarim shel simcha. You say he can't do rechitza. You would say he can't be noyelis asandal. He can't do rechitza. There also, the Eifin HaAsiyah is through a Maisa. So something's wrong. The Ran is B'davka talking about Dvarim Shal Simcha he can't do. So the Rav Avi said as follows. And this is a...
fixed in with, okay, just don't want to have to get the blame. About the Ran holds like the Rambam, that it's totally in the Etzem Aveira, in the conceptual Aveira. Are you violating Hashem's words through Kumba saying through Sheva Al Taisa? Nor Simcha is different, because, and I'll explain in a second why. I mean, but first let me say the words that Simcha, even if there's a mitzvah sasei of aveilus. So if you're rochets, so you're not doing aveilus. But when you do dvarim shel simcha, after the heretics, even if there's only a mitzvah sasei of aveilus, but your b'chiyuv and b'poyel contradicted the aveilus. So that's already a different level. You can do something, let's say you can do something, and you say, what's wrong with what I'm doing? So you say, even though I'm doing something, but what's wrong with what I'm doing is the inaction involved. Right? Like the carpet. There's nothing wrong with going into the basement. What's wrong is I don't have a carpet with me. Simcha, the Rashiva Tainit, is, it's not like I'm doing something and grada, I'm not fulfilling thereby the mitzvah sasei of aveilus, which you would then perhaps be tempted to call Sheval Taisa. He says, when you masasik the gorm shel simcha, you're being soiser the aveilus. So that's already called kumba asei, right? You're doing something benigud to the aveilus. So that's bechiv. It's not grada. It's not grada. You're doing an action, and grada links in this action a certain violation, which is an inaction. When you're masasik in simcha, it's not just that it's missing. You're not being noyeg aveilus, but you're doing something that's a steer to the aveilus. So there, it's shayach to say that's called already kumba asei. And now I will explain why. Would you say, no, it's for Sheval Taisa, because there's only a mitzvah sasei of aveilus that you're not doing. Like, you have a very nice lump of shechilik, but why should it make a difference? Right? Even if you'll dehair the chilik and the point that this is b'chiyuv, b'nigud to the aveilus, it's not just that you're not doing aveilus, but you're being menagin to the aveilus, but you can still say, wait, what difference does it make? Very nice, but why does it make a difference? If Chachamim only have a koyach to be yoker, so then they should be yoke this too, because the bottom line is that the avla is a Sheval Taisa dika avla. So it's good, you made a chilik that it's more inherently wrong, the action that you're doing. It's not just wrong because of what you're not doing. Good, but bottom line is that the violation of Dvar Hashem was like, why is it true, this chilik? So I want to go a little deeper into it to explain why this chilek might be true, and maybe that's the machlekes Raman on the Rishayim. The whole idea of Yesh Koyach Biyad Chachamim La'akor Dovar Min HaTorah is really weird. The whole sentence is weird. Gzmonoshach. I mean, where do you think Chachamim get this Koyach La'akor Dovar Min HaTorah from? Obviously they get it from the Torah. If it wouldn't be in the Torah, they wouldn't be able to do it. So now once they're getting it from the Torah, you have to ask yourself, what's the lotion of la'akar? I mean, why is it, like, in what sense is it la'akar? You say, I say, doicha lois, I say. You say, tumu hutra or dhuya b'tzibur. But you don't say, I say, oiker lois, I say. No one would dream of calling that oiker, or even tumu hutra b'tzibur. You wouldn't say, tumu nekra b'tzibur. Because it's not shaykh nekra. Once it's part of the body of Torah, so you have no right to call anything an akira. It's just one of the rules. When there's a conflict, what do you follow? So you say duchiya or utra. What shayach the moshen akira? So what does it even mean? Yesh koyach mevachonim lakar dovah min haTorah. And if it's not from the Torah, so where they get the koyach from? It has to be from the Torah. Okay, so the way I understand it is as follows. I think we mentioned this other times, that when you talk about mitzvahs, there's really, we talk about the following, call it tudinim. There's different perspectives. You can talk about the etzah mitzvah, what the mitzvah is, or when we talk about, there's a lot of tudinim, because we talked about the nicer mitzvah, the asiyas mitzvah. But today we're talking about something else. We're talking about the etzah mitzvah and the chiyuv. And the chiyuv to do the mitzvah. I think we mentioned once, it's not so partial. You talk about noshim apotter from mitzvah seishos man gromo. That doesn't necessarily mean that the mitzvah of tefillin is that it should be put on a man's hand. That's not necessarily the case. The etzah mitzvah could be that it should be put on a Jew's hand. Except only men are mechuyev to listen to this mitzvah. Only men have a chiyuv l'shmaya. Because every mitzvah contains in it what the mitzvah is, what is the good deed, what does Hashem want, what is the dover toiv. We'll call a mitzvah say a dover toiv, and a mitzvah's loisa say a dover ra. Lumashu, you talk about, this is really the key to understanding Ketanim, where there's a lot of steers and gemaras. With this simple understanding, all the steers of Enfer, there are no steers. Avada of the Torah says, Vaisoich al Nevela, the Dover Ra is a cup eating Nevela also. It's also a Dover Ra. It's not only a Godel eating Nevela, it's a Jew eating Nevela. Only a Kotan is not Nichal in the Azhara Shebo. A Kotan is not Bechuyah, you can't tell a Kotan, you're Bechuyah to listen to this. As horror, don't eat the veil. Can't tell it to God. He's a cop. So he doesn't have the din to listen. And that it might be that way. Like you could taina, I once said, you could taina even the mitzvahs. It's for Goyim. Maybe the mitzvahs that tefillin should be on a hand of a person. And only a Jew is mechuyev to listen to the mitzvah. You could think like that. So you have to decide, you have to bring rayas, and you have to see what's mustavra, you know, where the cutoff point is. I would say, in svara, certainly we know that it's, when the Torah says, well, the tefillin should be worn on the hand, so you say, what's the good deed? What does Hashem like? The tefillin should be on the hand of the yid. That's what Hashem wants. I'm saying in svara. For this I don't have rayas. I mean, I do have a rayas, rather. I do have a raya, brother. My raya is, or else a goy should be called the name of mitzvah goyis. That's my raya. And nobody, and even though Ramayisha asks it for a kasha, but I rather don't like his ferrets. Ramayisha says, according to the Havamin of the Gemara, so a goy gets more schar than a yid. A goy that doesn't mitzvah is the name of mitzvah goyis. You know, the Havamin of the Gemara is Godel Shaina mitzvah goyis and Amisha mitzvah goyis. So Ramayisha says, whoa, so a goy can get more schar than yid. So he goes off into, I don't like to say what's in the territory portion. I think that there's no mitzvah. There's no etzah mitzvah. Eina mitzvah b'maisa means that you're doing a maisa mitzvah. Your guf, having the tefillin, is a good deed. You're not mitzvah to listen to Hashem's command. Right? Your father tells you to do something. So you have the command. But then you have to be told that you're b'chuyif to listen to the command. Who says you mechuyev to listen to the command? So every mitzvah contains in it the description of the dover toiv or the dover ra, which we'll call the etzah mitzvah, and then the chiyuv lishmaya, that there's a premise that you have to listen to Hashem. Now, just parenthetically, maybe that premise is not so poshuk. It says the yidim mamush b'roim et mehar Sinai. I think sometimes maybe that shvu at Har Sinai is what created their chiyuv to listen to Hashem. Well, now that we learn Chayim is Allah, was that a different terrace? That the reality is Machayim, you will listen to Hashem. Because since the Chayim is Allah is all that, it's just part of the natural order that Hakaras HaTov, that you do things for someone that bestows Tov upon you. So if Hashem created you and gives you life, so that in itself, that the Chayim is Allah seems to be saying this point. I'm thinking now, I didn't realize it before, until now. According to the Chavir Lomas, that in itself is a mechayev to listen to Hashem. The fact that he created you, the fact that you owe him so much, That's a mechayev to listen to. I used to think it was the shvur. It says mushmul noymin me'er sinai. That's what was mechayev them to listen to Hashem. Yena shvur. Because it was why they mechayev to listen. But upon them, the two dinim exist. So now, here's what I'm suggesting. That when it says, yesh koyach biyat hachonim la'akor dover min ha'toyra, the akira is, they were oikir the din that you have to listen to the mitzvah. They weren't oikir the mitzvah at all. They weren't even doicher the mitzvah. They were oikir your din to listen to the mitzvah. In other words, the Torah said, listen to Chazal, not to me. That's what the Torah said. Listen to Chazal. You don't have to listen to me. You could listen to them. So the Akira, what's an Akira? The Akira is, they were oiker from the mitzvah, the din to listen to it. That links in every mitzvah, the din that you have to listen to it, the din that you mechuyev lishmoya, the din that you mechuyev to do it. So they were oiker the din, they were oiker that din. They were oiker the din that you have to listen to. That's why, if you learn a Benayin and Brachas on Bezim and Aleph, a Benayin comes up in an unbelievable Chiddush to do. Nobody knows what it means. Benayin says, Yesh Kach Miat Chom Lakadov Min HaTorah B'Shem Al Taisa. He says, if you read Krish Miat Chatzais, you're not Yaitza Midi Oraisa. You're not Yaitza Midi Oraisa. And the Ebbe says, it's a Taisus of Sukkah that says the same thing. Taisus is talking about Beis Shammai. With a sukkah that Shemna Yimoshech, the sukkah's too small, in a sukkah came like Yantam, it's a sukkah miyamecha, Taisa says, go through the places there, after Maramokam and Abgimel of an Aleph, that Midiraisa, you're not Yitzhak, it's a sukkah. You say, how's it pop? And the Midiraisa says it, the Fayers from that base. You say, how's it shaykh? What do you mean? Teretz is, so you say, oh, Akhir. So I hold the pshat is that you've like an enemy to the voice. Since they have the koyach to be oikir the din to listen, so now you can't do the mitzvah anymore. You're always an enemy to the voice. So you could do it, and you get a mitzvah. But you're not yoitzer the mitzvah of being mitzvah voice. You're like an enemy to the voice because chachamim will oikir the din to listen. So now you did the mitzvah without a chiyuv to listen. So you're an enemy to the Vaisa. That's what Chapter Bini Yoin and Taisus. That's
what's like
what?
Sounds like you're not even an enemy to
the Vaisa. So I'm suggesting that you are. That's what I'm saying, Chapter Bini Yoin, is that you don't get a mitzvah with the Araisa, you get a mitzvah like an enemy to the Vaisa. That's what I'm saying, this chat. You don't get the mitzvah. And he says you don't get the mitzvah. You're positive on the mitzvah of the Vaisa. That's the mitzvah. You don't talk about the enemy to the voice, or a woman puts on tefillin, the enemy to the voice. I'm saying, that's, okay. Parenthetical.
I just want to say, when the
Akira is in the din to listen to the mitzvah.
But it's not an Akira, they're not making the mitzvah?
No. But I don't know.
I thought the Rebbe was explaining why we use such a sharp Russian.
No, they can't be oikir the mitzvah. First of all, it wouldn't be called Akira.
That's why
Akira is a good lush. They're oikir the din to listen. That's called Akira, but that's all they could do. They were oikir the din to listen. They're oikir the din to listen to the mitzvah. That's why even though it's within the framework of the Torah, it's still called an Akira. The conceptual shaila was, how can you have something like in the framework of the Torah and then call it Akira? You don't say, I say, oiker, lois, I say.
So if a person goes shalik,
Rosh Hashanah,
Shabbos, he's
kind of mitzvah. Koiker, v'nyoyim, brachas, he's not. Absolutely not. Koiker, v'nyoyim,
this
is the shayla. It's not like you gave me another case. According to v'nyoyim, brachas. And according to Tosis, so sukkah, dav gimel, you get nothing.
Get nothing?
Nothing. I'll explain. Ain't the super voice is called nothing. Okay, you get something. I'm explaining the pshat that you're an enemy mitzvah voice. Yeah. You understand? When it says, loiki e mitzvah sukkah, so it's not cash if you're an Eidim of Tzimulaita. You normally don't realize the Shverikai. Why don't you get a mitzvah? Why aren't you Mechuyim? Like, what could Chazal do? What koyach do they have? I'm explaining, they took away the din to listen. See, you're still an Eidim of Tzimulaita. You don't like these Eidim of Tzimulaita? Do okay. I'm telling you, it's Shver why he's not a Mitzvah Vaisa. That's the Shverikai everybody grapples with. What could Chazal do? Okay, now you have to put on your thinking caps. Yesh koyach biyad chachamim la'akar dovim and atayra means Chazal will oiker the din that you have to listen to the mitzvah. Not that they weren't oiker the mitzvah, they were oiker the din that you have to listen. Now, if we say yesh koyach biyad chachamim la'akar dovim and atayra only b'shev ba'al taisa. So before we get into the Ran and the Tosis and the Rambam, the Shakas Aryeh, but just conceptually, we'll think. The words B'Shev Al Tosis in the Gemara, that limitation's in the Gemara. There's a Machlekes, what's the manifestation of that? Is it in the Eifen or Asiyah? Or is it, right, how you do it? Or is it in the conceptual mitzvah? Kumba Seyah Shev Al Tosis. But first I want to... Let's tahir b'leifim klali what we're saying. We're saying yesh koyach biyad chachamim la'akar dovim min ha'Torah, but only b'shev ba'al taisa. Now, the pshat's like this. If you make that limitation, you're saying, before you get to the manifestations of it, just conceptually, what are you saying? When you say you have to listen to the mitzvah, so really, there's two ways you could not listen. You could just not listen. You're lazy. You're tired. You're not listening. Or you could be a moment. You could actually, you could not listen b'chiv. You could be a morate. I'm using the word morate to express that you're not, that's two levels of not listening. It's two levels. It's not, because you say, Yeshrek met Chum like a Dom and Torah. I'm explaining what does Yeshrek about Tyson Kumbas say? It really doesn't make sense. I mean, you think about it. Rabbi Chonon Machitzuch and Kavitzor is very much with this. What's the difference? They have the Koyach, they have the Koyach. Like, he's not suggesting that it doesn't mean they have the Koyach. Other Rabbi, it's equal. It's like Shev Al Taisa, or it's like, what's the Chneshrep? Shots like this. I'm getting back to my younger years when we talked this way. I got older, we didn't talk this way anymore. I had to be careful not to fall back into those habits. The pshat is there's two ways to not listen. And they're different ba'ofan echusi. Not just different ways of not listening. You could just not listen. Or you could be a morate. Right? Certainly those people are treated differently. It's a different way of not listening. I'm talking conceptually, before we get to the Rambam and Tosfos. So when you say, Yeshkoyach biyad chachamim la'akadovim in ha'Torah, b'shev ba'al taisa, what Chazal is saying, that since we now understand, listen now, it fits together so beautifully. Since we now understand that see how it fits. Since we now know that la'akadovim in ha'Torah means they will make you the din that you have to listen. So when the Chazal limited it, according to that Mandiyomer, I think Paschal, like that Mandiyomer, that it's only B'Shev Al Taisa, it's saying they were only like you the din that you have to listen on the first level of not listening. You're not listening. But to be a Moyer, they can't tell you to do. They can't allow you to not listen. It's a darga of not listening. It's not the pshat chaymer of kumba say shev al taisa. It's a darga of not listening. Since we're defining lachar dovim and atoyra as they said, you don't have to listen. So there's a darga. There's dargas in not listening. So up to Gemara, this Mandiyama says, whoa, there's not listening and there's not listening. Chazal could say, well, oikir did to not listen, but they can't let you be a moirid. That's a different level of not listening. So that they don't have the koyach to do. So that's in general the uptight. I'm telling you, Rav Chonon is bothered by that. If they have the koyach, what's the difference? They're stronger, they're weaker. The pshat like this, because since the Akira is in the world of the chiyuv to listen, so this Mandi Yomar holds, you know, when Chazal can tell you don't listen, but you're not a Meirid, don't listen, you don't have to listen. But when you're a Meirid, that they can't, that they don't have a right to do. That's a very specific now. See, that now it makes sense. I mean, it's a very specific level of what they can do and what they can't do. Oh. So now we get to the Machlokes Tosfos and Rambam. Now you can understand. In other words, so according to Tosfos holds any time you're a Meirid, even if what's wrong with what you do conceptually is what you're not doing, Sheva Tais. But if it's coming about through a Maisa, you're a Meirid. That's already, again, once you understand the limitation of Sheva Tais, that it's the chilek between saying don't listen, they could say don't listen passively, but they can't tell you to be a Meirid. So Tosfos holds you're a Meirid when you do an action that's against the Torah, against the Tzibur. Even if what's wrong with it in Lomdus, that's what Tosfos holds, even if what's wrong with it in Lomdus is the inaction Shebo. See, when you're dealing with Chumrah and Kula, so you could look at Tosfos sheet as a Peladik sheet, which the Sagas Aryeh does, and the Gilgamesh Marshal does. What action? Maybe. What's wrong is it's a Sheva Taisa. That's when you're looking at Chomer and Kula. So the Avra is a Sheva Taisa Avra. But if you're looking at it the way we explained the whole Inyan, so it's God Shayach for Taisus to hold, it's a rational Shita that Taisus holds. If the Eifin you do it is a Merida. Since we're talking about the levels of not having to listen, and you can't be a Meirid, so then it's plausible. Maybe it's not compelling, but it's plausible and rational to hold that even if your Eifon Asiyah is with a Maisa, you're already called a Meirid. You're like in Hashem's face. Even if the Avla Shaboy is a Sheval Tais, Avla. But you did it through a Maisa, that's called a Merida, while the Rambam holds not. The Rambam holds that it's totally inconceptual. You're not a Meirid. Oh, now we get back to the Rambayos. What did Rambay ask? If you want to hotch-plotch, say simply that the Ram holds like Tosfos, that it's totally in the Eifon Asiyah, and therefore he said, don't be Masasik and Dvorim Shel Simcha, right? And Gilgamesh Marshal asks, what's wrong? It's only Shebal Taisav, the Mitzvah say of Avelus. So the Sheba said, you can't simply say the Ram holds like Tosfos. And the Ram should have just said, he can't tie his shoes. He can't put on shoes. What do you have to run and say, he can't do Dvarim Shel Simcha? Sounds like this. He holds like the Rambam, other Rambam. But what are we saying? That the Rambam and Tosfos are very close. Because everybody's moided at the Pshat Yesh Koyach Beat Chom Makadovim in the Torah only B'Shev Al Tais means they can't let you be a Moirid. They don't have a Koyach to let you be a Moirid. So Tosfos holds, you're already a Moirid if you're doing an action against Hashem, even if the Avla of the action is the inaction Shebo. And the Rambam holds no, it's totally conceptually. So the Rishiva, so the Rava, but Avada the Rambam's moided in something like Dvorim Shel Simcha, which is a direct steer to Avelus, right? So now you're dealing with a sliver of subtlety. So even if, here it's like saying the Rambam's moided at Tosfos, even if the Avla of Dvarim Shel Simcha technically is that you're not by Avelus, but certainly a Maisa Simcha, which is a steer to Avelus, is certainly a Pa'ula, which is a merida, which is against Avelus. So the easy way to say it, and I'm saying it that way, is like saying that the Rambam's moida to Tosfos. Now the Rambam's moida to Tosfos that when you do something that's b'chiyuv b'nigud and soiser the Avelus, so that's called you're a merida. even if the technical avlish boy is that you're not doing avails. But you're doing something that's a direct stira. See, when is there a machlekes like Rambam Taisus or something like tzitzis? You're putting on a beged without tzitzis. So Taisus says, hey, he's putting on a beged without tzitzis. He's doing something against Hashem. He's doing something. Rambam says, he's not doing. What's wrong with what he's doing? That he's not putting on tzitzis. But when you have something that's a stira to avelus, the simcha, that's what the Rambam doesn't say, tying shoes. The Rambam says, Varshal simcha. So here, even the Rambam would be minded that would be called, Yesh Koyesh Mitchel Makadol Menatoyer, would have to be Mekum Vaseh. Here it's called Mekum Vaseh, because you're doing something, that's a merida. Even the Rambam would be minded that this is the second level of not listening to the Torah. This is the second level of not listening to the Torah. And Memela, he says what he says. Memela, he says that he shouldn't be Masasik in Dvarim Shel Simcha. Okay. Okay, let's stop here because the next, because the next Indian is Dovashen of Eskaven and Psikreshe, and Psikreshe Dloy Nichale. It's just not going to happen, it's not going to work. So we'll stop a little earlier today. I was thinking, I just realized, I thought of another tzushtel, that's the difference between the Chuyah and Hutra. That Hutra affects the Etzem Mitzvah, and the Chuyah just affects the din to listen. Yeah, but it's not Oikir. I mean, no, that's still good. But that's still good. You hear? Nachi, I hope that's still a good way of visualizing, of conceptualizing the difference between Dechuya and Hutra. Dechuya, what gets Nidche, is the din to listen. You have a conflict. That's what we explained the other week. But you have a conflict, so you don't know what to do. So you have to choose what to do. So I say Dechalai Sase. But that's only in the din to listen. When something's Hutra, it affects the etzah mitzvah. It's like saying, like the mitzvah has a din, then it's not a mitzvah b'chiyai gavra. In other words, if you would, let's see, what's the case of hutra? What? I'm sorry. I'm trying to think. What's the etzah mitzvah? I guess no. Cause I want to. If you don't save the nefesh on Shabbos, now I need the guy to do something. Like hutra, tumah hutra is a tzibur. If you don't do the avodah, that's a good thing. Like I think that Achrayim talk about it rather. Like if I say doich alois, I say. And you don't do the yaseh.
Like Esther.
What?
Like what if I asked her for her? If she told everybody to fast on the first day of Pesach.
I don't know what that was. Chuyah Hutra. I don't know. That was a Hirah Shah. I don't know. That would be an interesting thing to think about, but I don't know if that was the Chuyah or Hutra. That was probably Yesh Koyach B'yam Chacham HaMakadolim and Antoira, which had Baal Taisa. That's probably what it was. That the mitzvah said to eat on Yom Tov, and she said to fast. So it was probably with the Kodesh of Yesh Kodesh Yesh Chalom Lata Dovah Minotari. That would probably be called Akira's Dovah Minotari. But let's say I say Doi Chaloi Sas. And you don't do it. So you get an Aveira. You're right with the Aseh.
You don't get
an Aveira,
you just don't get
it. What? Yeah. My point is, I think it's, to me it's clear that Hutra is like almost, maybe it is the same, like the mitzvah wasn't given. Well, the mitzvah hasn't been, it's not even a mitzvah in this cipher. That's true. It's not even a ma'aseh mitzvah in this scenario. In this scenario, it's not a ma'aseh mitzvah. It's not pshat, you don't have to listen. Not having to listen is dechiyah. So the mitzvah is going to be koi, you don't have to listen. Say, you don't have to listen to the Asura, don't do it. You can ignore it and don't do it. But let's say Yibam by Eisha Soch, assuming it's Hutra, so Pshat is, it's not even a, it's not a bad deed. It's not, like you did a bad thing, but you're allowed to go do a bad thing. You have to listen to the essay. It's a good thing from one side, it's a bad thing from another side. So listen to the essay. Listen to that. So you're doing a bad thing, like bad. But you say, Eishasach and Yibam, that is when there's ain't lo bonim, it's not a bad thing. That's what I mean by it affects the Hutra affects the etzem maisa mitzvah. It's not a bad thing in this scenario. It's not a bad thing. That's called Hutra. Tumah Hutra b'tzibur means Tumah b'tzibur, the Kohen doing a mitzvah b'tumah when the tzibur's bonim, or when all the Kohanim are bonim, so it's not a bad thing. That's what Hutra means. It affects the etzem mitzvah. Just to, like to delineate, it affects the etzem mitzvah. Shengim Dechiya, it affects only Rashi's lashon and Yuma. Koishi Tiru. Say whatever you want in that lashon. You don't have to listen. It's in the level of the din to listen. And Akira means they were like it and didn't they have to listen. That's the Akira. Okay. Good. And we'll open this up. Wait, open that up. Wait, let me know.